Right now, the Seminole County School District has no schools below C. Under the new grading policy, two schools would suddenly drop to D's. That's bad news for one of the county's biggest draws, says Seminole Educators Association President K.T. Caldwell.
We say in Seminole County we don't have the ocean to attract people. We don't have Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse to attract business. What we have is our good schools, and we have a great reputation.
Caldwell understands that the State Board of Education is trying to motivate students with higher accountability standards, but she says there may be unintended consequences if grades drop and funding dries up in communities like Seminole County.
People are going to move to areas where the schools are the best and that are not old-fashioned and that have kept up with trends. So we're hoping that we'll be still in contention, but it is a concern, and it's a very viable concern.
The new grading system enjoys strong support in Tallahassee, but some lawmakers still share Caldwell's apprehension. David Simmons chairs a Senate Education Appropriations Subcommittee. The Maitland Republican is worried about the neighborhoods around schools affected by the new policy.
The families living in those school zones are going to be living in an area that is designated a D or F. That's going to impact their property values dramatically. It's going to impact businesses there. It's going to impact the recruiting of businesses from other states to the state of Florida.
The new standards will dramatically change school grades statewide. The Board of Education estimates Florida could have 5 times the D and F schools it has now. In Orange County, the number of D and F schools would increase from 7 to 30. Those calculations did come out before the board removed a rule that gave any school an automatic F if a quarter of the students were reading below grade level. Now the school would lose one letter grade instead. Senator Simmons says he's comfortable with that.
I am in favor of higher accountability of our school systems. At the same time, I do not want to penalize the schools here in the state of Florida for the successes that they have obtained.
Schools are graded in various subject areas using a complex formula. Simmons says the new rules could unfairly punish schools by causing them to lose a letter grade if they don't show annual improvement. Late last week, he asked the legislature to delay the grading changes for a year so they could be discussed more thoroughly. But after a weekend sit-down with Governor Rick Scott, Simmons says he dropped that request in favor of ironing things out in post-session meetings with the governor and the Board of Education. One thing he wants to tackle is finding a word other than failing to describe all the schools that are expected to drop to an F. He hopes there's a better term to use.
It may be simply a matter of nomenclature, of properly categorizing and characterizing what the score means.
There's no word yet on what Simmons would prefer to call the schools that he says are not really failing or what the criteria is to fit into that category. The new Board of Education grading policy is expected to be implemented this spring. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.